Wow, almost turned on video. That would have been a mistake.
Think we've all been there.
Honestly, I'm not ready for that today. All right. How's everyone doing?
All right.
Not too bad over here.
Good to hear. Good to hear. I have learned that Tara's not going to join us. She's not feeling well today. And she said that her only questions were going to be check in with David about sunflower environments, but I think she'll probably just sync up with you separately, David. But I guess while you're here, is there any updates or questions or anything you need help with?
No, I think we can close 1 to 6. I think that we've done all that we need to do there, and we've already told the customer what we need to do, what they need to do rather.
Okay, great.
Finally.
Yeah, finally, is that what you said, Jason? Well, yeah. It was a little meandering, I suppose, but how about this one? How are things going with this?
This one, we're waiting for feedback from the customer. We give them some instructions to test in their environment, so we're just waiting for the feedback.
Can I put this in review while we're waiting to hear from them?
Yeah,
Okay.
sure.
All right, waiting to hear back from customer.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else is going on, or do you need anything else while you're with all of us?
No, I don't think there's any other thing.
Okie dokie. Anybody have questions for David or need anything from David?
Top of my head.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for joining us as always, David, and feel free to Sky if you want. And we'll move on to Ian.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna ask you how things were going, so please start.
Guess the main thing is I gotta make a ticket for this maybe, but I'm having trouble with the Model S build. We can't pull some of their old dependencies, old libraries off of their repository. So I tried to publish them on one of our own. But I'm having trouble with the Model S build now, so I may need some help debugging that.
Yeah, do you want me to see what I can jump in on that, or where it'd be good for me to investigate
Yeah, I
specifically?
mean, if you build any branch, really, it'll run into a problem. Yeah, if you want to just look at, I can post. A link to the failed build, and then if you just create a branch of master and commit anything, you'll see the build fail, and you can
Right.
handle it from there.
And we're seeing the same problem with both like master and like 218, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
But
let's see.
like, you've got to build the artifacts and host them somewhere, right? Like,
Excuse me.
you basically have to build the artifacts and host them somewhere because KN's not anymore, right?
Yeah, so I've done that, but I'm still having trouble with the build, so I'm wondering, what's up You were
here.
getting a message about incompatible with the version of Gradle or something like that, if I recall. So maybe it's just needs to be a version tweak or something. I don't know.
Here, I've got a branch. What did I do here? Oh yeah, thanks. I'll add it to that.
All right. What should I call this? Is this like, can
Episode.
I just put in some of the what you wrote in the channel the other day?
Yeah. You can just
Okay.
create it if you want, and I'll update it with So yeah, I gotta figure that out. I'm glad it's a group. We're all having trouble, aren't we? Yeah, so that was the main thing I wanted to mention. Sorry, I'm sleepy. I did a Viewfind upgrade for someone this morning, and it was too early.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah. I gotta look at the board, but that's all I really have to discuss.
Is this going to be assigned to Kurt, or is there more you need to look at first, Ian? Or do you want to add details to this before Kurt looks at it?
I'll add details to it. There's nothing, you'll see what I'm looking at. I mean, I thought maybe it was like I needed to explicitly suppress some other dependency. I'm guessing I don't have like the POM file, for Grails web or Grails Okapi. I can't find a repo for that I can, that's the same, that has a tag that I can build. So I just extracted the jar and published it. So maybe there's some dependencies that we need to explicitly define or something like that, I think is the direction I'm thinking it's gonna go.
Yeah, mood
So you found a
box.
Grails a copy repo, but it didn't have the tag you need.
Yeah.
Wish we had moved off of this code base a long time ago, but oh well. I guess we knew that was gonna.
It's this is not exactly a surprise, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just ask them to publish it.
Yeah.
What's the worst they can do? Say no.
True. Yeah. I mean, I spent
I guess, yeah, the worst
all
they could
time
do is
because
actually
they were.
probably publish it but sabotage it.
I guess, yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, or just, be stinkers about it. But, I think I'm assuming that they pulled it because there's probably, security stuff in there. But, here we go anyway.
Good times.
Okay. So that's that one. I'll just glance at these. Oh yeah, so I guess DevOps 7004 is blocked on that. Because I can't publish it.
And so other there's a couple other things that would probably be blocked by this then too, which is like me being able to do or you being able to do the add mod DMS. Like we can't even see what mod DMS would be like right now.
I could probably add mod DMS unless it has the same dependencies. I'm not sure. I have to look at it,
Okay.
but I don't think I need to publish a new version. I just need to try to add that, right? But
Right.
it stops any changes to mod RS or mod directory now that we're changing that anyway. But
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the name of that ticket. I create tenants or something. Yeah, I think this is the one. There's two that are related to this, but if it's possible to add mod DMS to East West without
to East West.
the, yeah, with. Yeah, I'd like to try an east west before you create tenants for
Okay.
or well actually I guess you're going to create these tenants and then maybe upgrade them to 219 with mod DMS, but I'd like to see mod DMS working before we like proceed with that really, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I can install DMS for East West.
Okay, that'd be great. I guess I could have a separate ticket from this one if you well shoot if you want me to create one related to that.
That's all right. Let's just keep it on that one.
Okay. And the only other thing I wanted to tell you, Ian, is that the good news is that we haven't seen any of those out of sync requests at Minitech since you applied those extra indices to their environment like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So
Great.
That's really, really good news. So I can probably close out that support ticket if it isn't already closed. So I'll take care of that.
Great. Did you size the instance back down, or did you, is it still running at the sort of elevated
No, and I'm going to
versus?
keep it there. It's still, it runs a lot hotter than all the other ones because they run a bunch of scripts on it, stuff like that. So that's fine. The reshare installs are all running the smallest available Postgres instance, with the exception of Trove and mnlig. So I'm not. Yeah, we're not the biggest spenders on RDS.
So I think the only thing that's kind of like related to that, or like outstanding-ish related to that, is that there's a ticket to reinstate some like alarm channel that used
Oh,
to
yeah.
ca captured like failed ISO messages and Hikari pool timeouts. So
Yeah.
I can I'm running this script to check every day, so I'm not super worried about like that being in place right now, but like that eventually would be nice. But
Yeah.
I know you've got like a billion like upgrades and things going on, so I'm not really
Yeah, I'm just kind of trying
stressing
to
on
stay
that.
afloat with all that stuff right now, but yeah. It'd be good to have that.
And is there anything going on with these two, or are they just like, are they also related to some of any of these, sorry, failed Mod-RS builds? And they shouldn't be, I guess, now that I say that out loud. But is there anything you need for these two, I guess?
Let's look at this create folio tenants thing. I think this is, I gotta create it. No, I did all this actually. I think I can close this. Let me just review. No one's tested it yet. But I've created those things and gave them to Adam.
Are there like more than one reshare tenant? I mean, I asked on the channel there, but like, how are we supposed to try to exercise this a little bit more?
There's three.
Oh, there are. For reshare two?
The details are in there. But I think I'll probably, I don't know what to do about this reshare 2-1. I'm a little bit confused about this environment, honestly. So, these three are going into a IL mock directory so they can test nsip. But I don't know how we're supposed to test the directory, because I guess when that starts working, then we can switch these over
I
to
think that's the idea. We'll switch over once we actually
right.
add the rest of the fields and get that populated.
Got it. Okay. So yeah, we can open up an issue for that when we're ready, and then we can move these three tenants to there. So I guess just keep working with the reshare two tenant that I had initially created until it works. And then we can use these ones to talk to each other.
Well, I was wondering, it's like regret. If the mock somehow enabled us to actually exercise a bit of the workflow, like can I run a few actions and actually get something to change states and stuff? I guess we should try this validate action that's there. But ideally, so I was kind of hoping to have something, to have an action that needed a modal so that I can implement that. But I guess I could just fake it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what actions require modals.
But yeah, just something that can get us to run a few actions. Because yeah, we had, for example, we had tenants talking to themselves with Mod-RS as like a local dev thing, where this requester and supplier are running the same tenant. They actually have two symbols in the tenant, but I don't know if there's some kind of like similarly contrived environment we can make just to be able to start exercising some of the workflow, or if we should just finish the directory and have multiple tenants doing it in earnest. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not keen to make another environment. So if there's any
Yeah,
way that we can
sorry.
use this reshare two namespace to do the reshare two development for that, I guess I'm not exactly sure what's needed here. So there's these three tenants that are all configured to theoretically talk to each other on mock. And then there's the one tenant with a new directory, but that doesn't work until the directory is done, right? So would you like me to, I guess I'm trying to understand what you need. Sorry, I'm a little slow today.
Is there a way, no worries. I also just woke up. Is there a way to get one of, I guess that I've only seen the one reshare two tenant with the UI bundle. It's like of the reshare two URL. So I would just, right, like, is there a way with one or the other of the mocks? Like I remember with Trove, we had these like funky identifiers that we could put in. And it would know which supplier to route it to or something. That's like a broker thing. And I was wondering if there is something like that, like if there's a way we could create a request with the configuration of Reshare 2 as it is, that it would actually get assigned a supplier based on whatever mocks are in there. So I don't know how any of that
Okay.
works.
It should have that same capability. I guess we just got to check the directory. I don't think the reshare two tenant that I first created that you've been looking at is in any directory. Because it was supposed to replace a directory.
But I could also maybe just add Adam or Yanis or someone, and they can maybe provide some more information if you don't have enough. Or
Better what? Sorry.
like on Slack there, like where I message should start. Maybe just like reply to that with at Adam or at Yanis or both, and if there's something that they need to chime in on, or do you know enough about how that mocking would work to probably be able to wire that together?
I think so. I guess what I need to understand is what are we doing with the reshare two tenant that you've been looking at? Like, should it have a mock directory or the new directory or both?
I think a mock directory until we add the rest of the fields and kind of get directory at a place where we could use it instead.
Okay. And that will having a mock directory will help you develop.
Well, I just would like to be able to see requests on the supply side also, and to like have them move through a few states, like just have more of the owl basically.
I think that's theoretically the idea of behind this issue that's open right now, that RS1, 2, and 3 tenants that are created. I mean, the initial need was to test NSIP configuration. So let's go ahead and use those for that. But you're testing the new UIRS.
I'm trying to build a new UIRS, yeah. And speaking of which, I did mention the branch and the fork that I made. And so, yeah, whenever you have a spare moment, because it's not like you're doing anything else, we could put that up so that Reshare 2 would now actually have at least the ability to list and create the requests, although I'm still polishing up some kind of a view request thing.
All right, let me make an issue because I'm liable f to forget about adding that fork of, or that whatever branch of RS UIRS. And
Oh yeah, in this case, I just assigned you the existing one, so that was maybe
oh
I
right, okay, all right, great.
messaged you about it. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
I remember. Is it on the which board is it on? ILL
it's one of
dev?
the ILL dev ones. Yeah,
It's this
this
one.
one. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. I will try to get to that.
So this would be on the reshare too, and do we need something about including the mock holdings capability, or is that assumed?
Let's handle that on the other one that we were just looking at about creating.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so when that other one is in a place where there's sort of stuff wired up, let me know so that I can just try even running the actions with curl or something. And then I can develop the UI to be able to run actions against it, and that'll be cool. Although actually, I hopefully can do that with just like there's already a validate action, so I can play with that one. But it's just a matter of, yeah, I'd like to see it on the supplier side and a few more actions that have models and stuff and just like kind of wire it together in earnest. But yeah, so as a result, it's not like blocking me right away. So if you have other more important stuff that like it's not like a rush, but just a good to
Yeah,
have
I think
ratio.
we'll be testing that. I need to get in touch with Adam and Giannis again to make sure that they're able to test that and we can use that environment.
Thanks, man.
Jason, how are things going otherwise?
I mean, so since I wrote the update on the channel on Tuesday, I have given up on. So there's a lot of stuff in the UI, and it wasn't the most beautiful thing to begin with, but then we just like kept tacking on. Oh, Minitex needs this, and oh, Trove and SLNP and whatever needs all this other stuff. And then there's just like a bunch of little special cases tagged on, like if SLNP do this, otherwise, whatever. And it's all hooked into the settings and stuff, none of which exists in Reshare 2. So I was just trying to like comment out a bunch of stuff to. And then just change the because the structure of the request object that comes back is different, and then just change stuff to point to that. But it just became too messy. I just couldn't accept that. So I've just changed tack, and I'm just making or I actually used an LLM to do like a rough draft, and now I'm just tidying it up. Just a fresh version of the flow and details page that is just the stuff we support now. And then I'll just keep adding stuff back to it. This is the new tack I'm taking with this.
Do you have a ticket for this, or
Yes, I
do
do.
we? Is it one? It's not one of these two, though, right? Like,
Oh, well, it's probably not in the sprint.
okay.
Marking it in progress is only one part of it. I also have to put it in the sprint. So that follow that ticket that you had for Ian, that one that he was using that I had assigned to him for the yeah that one. There's an epoch that it's associated with, and that should be the list of things.
This
And
one.
so there should be one that's yeah more in progress. Yeah, that one. That's the ticket for this.
Right, let's put it.
Yeah, I even put it in progress. I just missed the sprint.
okay,
I
great.
tried.
Mean, that was a good effort. Let's see if
Thank you.
that does it. All right.
I do appreciate that there's like an organization and planning thing, and it's good to have visibility. Like I do. I'm not just like bah, Jira. That's someone else's problem. I try to do my part.
Okay, well, I'm sure that's keeping you pretty busy, and also there's the whole epic, so
Oh yeah, and I've got so many more things to add to the epic. One thing I've been seeing in there that looks interesting is we have this like whole thing. The other thing is it's actually kind of surprising how much stuff is in this. Like it's like, oh well, this library is lending some books over to the library so it can lend it to their patrons. Like, how much do we even need to keep track of? Why is this so complicated? But there's actually a lot. And so one of the things is loan conditions. And there's a whole display for that, and like there's like the back and forth and approval of them and everything. And I think some of that wasn't even standard ISO 18226.
right.
And so That whole workflow, I mean, is one of the many things that people are going to expect. And so I'm also thinking that I had like a document I originally pasted in some questions, and I just turned around and pasted into Slack. And then Jakob answered them there with some initial stuff. But I think I might just have to write a better document to keep track of some of these things and what our siloed European team comes up with about it to just kind of have some kind of a lid on it. I did also surface at some point, I had this document that outlined, I think I called it protocol deviations or something like that, like just like ways that we do stuff that 1866 does not recognize.
Yeah,
And
that'll be
since.
good to track with like the development of the next version.
Exactly, because that's all the stuff that is extra functionality that the protocol can't possibly support, but we have conditioned Palissy and everybody to expect is totally in reshare. So that seemed important, and I had that already in terms of, I can't remember what we were doing, but I had started that on, into that, and so I'm updating it, and I'm thinking I should probably look at loan conditions. I did link it on the channel there, but it might be good for you or Julie to look at it and see if you can remember other stuff that's weird, because I come at it from like kind of the what I remember from the code base perspective, but I just get the impression you guys have a better handle on like the overall picture of things. So you'll probably remember like a half dozen things that I've already forgotten.
Yeah. Would you be able to draw my attention to the document that you're just talking about?
Yeah.
Because yeah, well, and Julie's out for another week or so, I think so. But when she's
Sorry, my
back,
Zoom just like fell off mid-sentence there. You said, draw my attention to the document and boom.
oh yeah, it might have been my side.
No, it was my side because I switched away from Zoom and it like sometimes messes up the call because I was trying to find the document.
Oh yeah. Anyway, I was just saying I would be happy to look at that. And Julie would too, but she's out for another week, so it might be a little it'll be a work in progress for a little bit probably from our side, but it doesn't sound
Yeah.
like you have a deadline, so
No. I'm aware she's having a fun tour of the Balkans.
okay. I will queue that up for us when she's back. Well, I mean, I can look at it before then, but I'll just make sure that I ask her to look at it because she remembers everything and is a Hawkeye. So, okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Anything else, Jason, you want to talk about today?
No, no.
I know you're gonna be out soon, and I don't know if you guys saw my message or the calendar invite, but Alan did ask us to sync up about the directory, and I figured we should do that when Jakob's back and before you leave, just in case there's anything like that needs to be discussed. I don't know what he has in mind. He said he was still working on the README, so we'll see if that actually happens. I know he's busy, but
It would be nice to have the readme ahead of the meeting, but yeah, I mean,
all right.
it was just a whole lot. I mean, and I don't know how much it was reasonable for us to implement any kind of reason time frame, but yeah.
I mean, it just seems like whatever he does is like if he can get some adoption for that, then we can maneuver our stuff to consume that information and populate our thing based on what it can find in that. So, in some ways, it's not super important what shape because each consortium is going to have its reshare directory and then potentially also publishing something in this new standard. And that the reshare directory is going to have like extra more stuff for configuration, whatever else that isn't in there. It's probably unlikely that he's going to get adoption for something so wide-reaching as to contain absolutely everything ReShare is going to need, including secrets. And we also can't wait for libraries to mull it over and adopt it or what or not or whatever. So we're going to have to put something together.
Right.
And that's probably not going to be the same as whatever shakes out of that whole process. So it kind of almost doesn't matter what it is because we can't really use it anyways. And it's not going to survive in the same shape. So we should just continue on making what we're making. And then if and when institutions that are ReShare customers start to adopt some nice newfangled thing for publishing information about themselves in machine readable form, that instead of having to go through the UI and configure their ReShare tenants, we can add in some code that will just populate that configuration based on what's published in this thing. And then that can just be a mapping between them essentially. And then potentially in some far future, if that could actually contain all the info we need, then maybe we can retire the directory in like 2033 or whatever. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, we'll see what he has to say and what he's thinking and what Jakob's thinking, because I'm sure Jakob has an opinion too, so but I'll see if he can send us a readme before. When did I schedule that for? Tuesday? Oh, yeah, maybe.
Right after the call.
Yes, yeah. There's a narrow
That'll keep us
window.
honest.
Yeah. The Monday's a holiday. I don't know. I know Ian has to do some work on Monday, so I don't know if you guys are taking it. But I don't know if New School has Monday off or not. So yeah, it's a. We don't have a
If
lot of
it
time
helps,
between now and then.
I'm intending to work Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Since I'm out like Thursday morning, and so I figure I'll salvage a vacation day here because Monday is a holiday. I was going to take that one.
Wait, is Monday a holiday in Canada too? You have
Yeah.
President's Day?
No, we call it Family Day.
Oh.
And it's like literally just because we needed to have a holiday in February. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know.
mean,
Like really,
that's
you
typical.
couldn't. But I don't know. That's sweet.
Well, anything else, Jason, before we check in with Kurt?
No, that's funny, I think.
Okay, great. Kurt, how are things going?
They're going not too bad. So the close manual stuff for SLMT is implemented, but I couldn't get the mod directory to build because of the or not mod directory mod RS to build because of the issue that Ian mentioned earlier. So probably makes sense for me to go ahead and dive into that issue since I need to get a working build of mod RS before I can get this pushed up to the test server for review. So once we can get that issue with the dependency sorted out, then I can get this up for review and testing, and hopefully everything should work for the manual flow stuff.
All right, so this is also mar blocked by the I think it was 284.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean that's where we discovered it, because I was like, oh, okay, here we go, and I'm gonna push it up to merge, and then oh, that's an interesting error. So.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like between ILL dev 284 and this, like you're probably gonna be in the weeds with that for a little bit.
Little bit. I've also took a stab. I decided to go at like to Jason's suggestion that I see what happens if I turn Codex loose on trying to migrate the changes to the directory schema and tell it like here are the changes we want for the schema, go ahead and build me the database migrations and all that kind of stuff. And It was kind of a weird and scary experience. It did generate a whole bunch of code. It doesn't pass all the tests yet. I'm still kind of looking at what it did, to see whether or not it's worth trying to use it or whether I should try to go back and take more of a piecemeal approach and have it try to do smaller tasks for me. But it was definitely interesting. I don't know if I liked the experience or not, but it was interesting. But I am working on getting that migration done. So yeah.
It is unsettling. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily have it at all. I wouldn't just like hand it. I mean, it might work, but
Right,
like to hand
right.
it the schema from the mock and just be like, here, make this do this.
Well, what I, you know, basically, I was like, I want to extend the entry schema, with, you know, with the new with this, and go ahead and, you know, ask me questions for everything you need to know to get this done. So we went through this long kind of question and answer quite thing. You know, do you want me to do this? You want me to do that kind of thing? And then it written ran through and did a lot of things. So it's.
So did you use plan mode so you got a markdown out of it?
I did use plan mode. So I started in plan mode, and then once it got to the end of plan mode, it said, do you want me to do this? So,
Did you have it save its plan?
don't know that I did.
That's, yeah, so Claude Code does that automatically. I'm not sure Codex does.
Okay.
And so that's sort of useful. Like if the implementation goes completely off the wires, Rails. What I got wires crossed. That if in that case you can still potentially salvage the work you did planning because you have this whole plan and then you can tweak that based on what went wrong.
I see.
And so Claude Code has like a little cache in the like the dot files directory, like the tilde slash dot Claude, and so the dot codex directory might have something where it dashes the plans. Might be worth
Yeah, I'll take a
taking a
look and
peek in
see
there.
if it put anything in there.
But if not, you can tell it later. I mean, save the won't help you this time, but you can tell it to save your plan to some markdown file and
I'll next time I try it. I must admit it's left me with kind of like an eerie feeling.
but do you agree it's better than Gemini?
It definitely does more than Gemini. Every time I try to use Gemini, I can use Gemini just fine for small things, you know, like asking it to, you know, Gemini works very well as like a kind of like a stack exchange in a box kind of thing, you know, and also for you know, can you write me a config file to do this, or can you give me a function that does this? But when I try to just like from the CLI, when I just try to turn Gemini loose from like the code base, it usually times out on me. So.
Yeah, I've had similar experiences. Yeah, maybe even just try adding one field.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And see how that goes. Especially if there's like, because like some of the fields, like, yeah, or maybe even a few fields, but if they kind of match patterns we already have. Because some of those things might need more architecting or decisions because they aren't quite the same as what we've done so far. And so that might be what's tripping it up.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, because there you have like an object that describes the patch format, and that doesn't exist in the mock, so it would have to has to whatever we do has to take that like to rebuild the patch thing, or not. So,
Oh yeah, exactly. So you can't just use it 1-to-1 because I don't think we're going to have that exact
No, it's
API
that some
schema,
stuff,
right?
and also some of the field names change a little bit from like phone to phone number, that kind of thing.
And also we have in the directory for some reason I added a description, but I don't know. I don't think that's needed anyway. I think that was just for another string field, and I didn't even want to
Sure.
think about it. I just wanted to try another field. So I don't know that we need that field. And then I think there was some talk about do we actually want to have the HRID that was added to the mock. And Jakob was thinking no, but like Wayne added it to the mock for some reason. So it'd probably be good to find out why it's there before we get rid of it. But
Yeah, that's true.
for that field to be useful, we'd actually have to have some kind of an HRID generation.
Yeah, I guess I mean
So that's
HRID
that
generation
might,
process is pretty simple, but yeah.
but that might just be something that like it got tangled on or whatever, like that kind of thing where it's fields that need other stuff, basically.
It does make
Or
me think about, how manual it is involved just to add a field. You have to do all the database lookups and stuff like that. And I know that, with Rails we've had to deal with way too much automation. I'm
yeah, we
wondering
have, this is the opposite problem. We have gone
yeah, I feel like
completely to the other side.
there's so much and I don't know, I mean, because I've been working on a personal project using Python Django, right? Which is another which also uses an ORM. But it feels less, and it could just be because I'm more familiar with Django than I am with Rails, but it feels like even though it does a lot for you, it doesn't run away with stuff to the point where you are wondering what the heck it's doing with stuff,
Well,
So,
ORMs in general are a compromise because you're never quite sure what SQL they're generating.
yeah, that's true. So I don't know, I'm just kind of wondering if we want to move to a slightly more automated approach, but then again,
I said that from the beginning, and
it's not like our thing is going to be changing all that much once we decide on the schema for good, assumingly. So maybe it's not too much of an issue, but it does feel like right now
yeah.
that schema changes are very a lot, involve quite a bit of heavy lifting in terms of having to deal with all the database ins and outs kind of things.
Well, maybe there's some abstraction that we could build. And that's why I didn't add all these fields. Because if I went through and I did all of that, it would be really tedious and kind of a waste of effort then to turn around and be like, actually, no. And so I kind of wanted to get more people into it, and have that actually be the general consensus. It's like, yeah, we really want to do it this way. We really want that level of duplication. But so far, like I've tried suggesting something kind of along the lines of, it's a bit lighter than Django, I think, but it's still frameworky and has an ORM. And it's called Huma. That's the Go. It's a Go framework that's kind of Django-esque.
Now, is it something we could use with the OAPO API stuff, or is it would be
It
like
would be the other way around, and that's why Jakob rejected it,
I see.
because it has a mapping from its API, how you describe the endpoints. It can generate the OAPI from that.
I see.
And Jakob doesn't like that. He is really, really keen on, we
The
must
source of
build
truth.
our own OAPI, and that's the purest expression of our thing. And that's the part we maintain by hand.
I mean, that was kind of the whole thing behind YAML module builder, right? For Folio was the YAML is the source of truth for everything, and that's what stuff can refer to. And because that's the source of truth, then we don't have to worry about anything breaking the spec. Don't know if it actually worked out in practice, but that was supposed to be how it was.
Yeah, so he's still a big fan of that general idea. So that's where we are. So I don't know what, and I do like the part where we write SQL
Yes,
straight
but
up
no,
without.
exactly. I mean, I guess even though I guess it's a little more work up front, we've had so much pain from the tricks and stuff that we had to deal with Hibernate and
Exactly. Do you pay the time now or do you pay the time later? And the maintenance, we intend to keep this around for a while. And so this
So
might be
it's
something that we just use for many years and we'll appreciate it every time that we can just directly.
right, especially since we know that we've lost many hours to database performance tuning and weird memory overflows and stuff that we have no idea what the frick is going on, you know. So,
Yeah. There's been so much weird stuff, like, finding out that none of these linking tables have primary keys and all this other kind of crazy crap. So,
yeah, so maybe
I
that's an
really appreciate
excellent.
the effort that you guys are putting into
Yeah, so maybe that's an extra
this.
argument for like doing a little bit of manual work here, you know? I mean, it might be a little bit up front, but I think it could possibly pay off down the line.
And it's not that manual if you have codecs to it. But this goes back to our conversation of how do we toe the line between leveraging LLMs and becoming dependent on them?
Right.
Because at any point along the way, since they're currently being heavily subsidized by venture capital or whatever, that at some point they're going to pull the rug and be like, this now costs like $1 billion, or we own your product, or we require revenue sharing, or who knows.
Yeah.
And then we might not be able to lean on it quite as much. Like, if so we don't want to have a code base where the only way you can add an endpoint is to have the LLM generated, because it's just too insane for a human.
Right.
So I guess the question is, would this pattern that we're starting into with directory be just unmaintainably verbose if we had to continue doing it manually? And I actually started, I didn't have LLMs when I made it, and I still found it pretty verbose, but I was like, kind of like, I guess if Jakob really wants this, I sort of see why the generation works, and it's maybe all right, but I wouldn't want to have to change stuff. And so that's why I waited to add all the fields.
Yeah, it's
But
also because also the
now that we have it, I think once it's in there, it's not so bad to like work with, because you can keep it organized. Like, I did actually split out like how I have the, I can't remember what the other thing other than an entry was, maybe the consortia or something. I have a different entity, and I've split it out into its own files and stuff, and I split the tests out into their own files. And so we can probably continue that pattern, and maybe it's tidy-ish.
Yeah, no, I mean the pattern makes sense. It's just a lot of, it's a lot of manual work. But and on the other hand, the manual work kind of, I guess one of my biggest fears with LLMs is that our knowledge of the system is going to atrophy the more we hand off to automated process to build our code for us. And I guess part of the
That's why we
manual
review it.
process, yeah. But yeah, well, we review it, yeah. But it's still, I think, to me at least, the building part is informational. Like I gain understanding of
Oh
it
yeah,
as my
there's an intuition. You have a feel of the code base for sure. And that if you the less you're in you're the less you're touching it directly, the less of that you have, and it kind of atrophies, yeah.
And I am deeply worried about losing that. But so I don't know. But I'm gonna mess with it some more and just kind of see. But I might end up just doing it more manually and just having selective automation for how I build it, but I'll come down somewhere on it. So.
Yeah, the way I envisioned doing it was kind of doing it somewhat piecemeal, like add these few fields following the pattern of existing whatever, and then review that and be like, okay, that looks, and then just like sanity check it, and then do a few more, that kind of thing. And so that it's not just like, well, here's a 400 line diff of complete random magic that it just spit out. It passes the tests. Good enough. Oh, I haven't seen it with codecs yet, because I've been only playing with that in UI stuff where we don't have good testing, and I have, anyways, issues with what people do with UI unit tests, and we need more end-to-end tests, but that's its own thing. But doing backend stuff where I did have testing, I noticed that sometimes Claude would just get lazy, sort of. And oh, I can't figure out how to test this. It's like, well, that card doesn't need that test. Like, what? Or it'll like change an existing test to make it pass so that it can do the other shortcut somewhere. And it's like, no, dude, no. Not good.
It sounds like maybe this like conversation around using the AI tools could be a good topic for our next team meeting, because
Yeah, I mean, I think we're definitely going to have to confront it and decide where we come down on it and what our policy on it is going to be going forward. And we can't ignore it, but like, they're, I think people have different feelings about using it.
But no gas town.
No gas town. Oh man, that was just crazy. Crazy. I think everyone though should read Gas Town though, just to see like the dark side of where it could go.
That's a perspective.
Did you post that on the random channel?
I did, yeah.
Okay, I
That was
flagged it, but I just haven't been back to it yet.
yeah.
If nothing else, the pictures are fascinating.
The picture well, it's interesting because the person like the person who wrote another article that was referencing Gas Town actually says that all of Steve's images, all of Steve's diagrams are like generated by AI, and they're actually not very helpful because a lot of them are just slop. So they're interesting to look
Yeah,
at, but they
but they
don't.
have cute animals
Yeah,
and a steampunk aesthetic. Like, how can you not love that?
right.
All right. Well, is there anything else we need to discuss while we're together?
I think we're good.
Right. Well, I will see you Tuesday, if not before. But thank you all for checking in, and yeah.
Yeah. All right. Y'all take care then.
Right,
And Ian,
thanks,
I'll
guys.
probably be in touch about the build stuff, see what I can find.
And yeah, let me know if Codex spits out something fascinating.
Yeah. All
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.